Lord, draw our hearts this morning. Draw us into your presence, Lord. We want your presence, we desire it, but Lord, we know so much more you desire fellowship with us. And so draw us, Lord. Draw us by cords of love. May each of us experience your presence, a fresh touch, touch of Jesus, experience of the reality of Jesus in the midst, Lord. Jesus here, Jesus within. Do this for us by your Holy Spirit today. Touch our minds, touch our bodies, touch our souls, Lord. You know what we need. You know why we're here. You know why you have drawn us, and we believe that your work will continue this day in each one of our hearts and lives. We believe this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Since we've begun our theme, I've had quite a few folks talk to me about, I'll call it run-ins, that they've had or have been having with those who don't see things God's way, who don't have a biblical worldview, whether Christians, atheists, other religions. And, you know, so many have related to me how when they try to talk about the things of God and try to, you know, witness, and how sometimes the response is almost violent. You know, just people don't want to hear it. They just shut the door. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to consider these things. And, you know, when you, and I hear it all the time from people in our church. I experience it with folks from time to time myself, and then hearing from others. You know, you wonder when the devil, just the God of this world, just blinds people's eyes, that they can't see the truth. Sometimes they just won't see the truth. And I warn our folks in our church, I say, don't think you're anything special because you know this. Don't think that you're just better. You know, sometimes you have the, oh, you know, we know this stuff. You know, we've come to the truth. We have the light. These other folks they just don't get it. They just don't see it. I say, don't ever have that attitude. Because, you know, it's not that we're any better, right, brother? We're not any better. We're not any smarter. We're not any slicker than anyone else. We don't have the tiger by the tail, as it was, you know, so to speak. But you know what happened to us? Jesus came down, and he put his hand on us, and he lifted us. We didn't lift ourselves. We didn't pick ourselves up by the bootstraps. We didn't fix ourselves. We didn't teach ourselves. He has taught us. He has come to us. He has redeemed us. And as I was looking through the songbook this morning, I saw that song, and it made me think about this again in our hymnals, page 451. He lifted me. I didn't lift myself. I couldn't do it. You can't do it either. He lifted us. Let's worship him and praise him this morning for what he has done, and believe that he's going to lift us even higher, not just out of the miry clay, but how about higher up the mountain, too, as we sing so often here at Pilgrim Camp. So could we sing in From Sinking Sand, He Lifted Me, 451. And let's praise him and worship him for what he has done for us and is continuing to do. 451, all together on the first verse.
In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to shades of night.
Lord, when we think about it, we certainly agree with the author of this song. Yet how or why, I cannot tell. You should have lifted us. Lord, we don't know why you did it. We do know it was your great love. But Lord, we count ourselves unworthy. But we count ourselves loved. We thank you that you lifted us. Thank you for reaching down, Lord. We know you had to reach way down. But you did it. And you lifted us, Lord. And you've received us to yourself, and you've caused us to sit in heavenly places in Christ. We thank you for it, Lord, and we pray this day, Lord, that you'll lift each one of us. We pray, Lord, if there are any here, we know, as our brother even prayed last night, Lord, if there are any here that perhaps are in a state of despair, or perhaps a period of doubt in their lives, we pray, Lord, that you will reach down and you will lift us, Lord. Lift us up out of ourselves. Lift us up into God, Lord. That's where we want to be. Lord, there's nothing good in us. We don't want to live in ourselves. We don't want to dwell in this mire, the mire of that old man. But Lord, we want you to lift us up into the heights of heaven, Lord, into the new man, into the new experience of restoration that you have for us, Lord. You have reconciled us back to yourself. We thank you for it, Lord, and we pray that today that you will lift us higher. Lift us higher, Lord Jesus. We want to see you, Lord, as the great lion Aslan says, Lord, higher up, further in. That's what we want, Lord Jesus, and we know that that's what you have for us. May we accept it. May we take it. May we run after you with our whole heart. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Amen. Could we yet sing in the white book? Now he's lifted us up out of the mire. Now he wants to lead us higher. Not just saved from hell, but led higher. You know that story, right? Have you all read the Chronicles of Narnia? You familiar with those? No? Read them. Read them. Give you lots of reading. Right? You can tell I'm a teacher, right? I'm always recommending things. Read those books. You know, C.S. Lewis wrote those, at least the first one. He wrote that to one of his little, I don't know, godchildren or someone that he knew. And it's cute because in the introduction, the sort of the dedicatory preface, he writes to her. He says, you know, pretty soon you're going to be too old for these kinds of stories. You know, you're not going to want to read fairy tales anymore. He said, but someday you will be old enough to read them again. You'll get old enough where you can read these stories again. And perhaps you will, and you'll understand what this story was all about. And in the final book, the final battle, the last in the series, the children, the Pevensey children, they go to heaven. They go to Aslan's country. And as they're running into his country, as they're following that majestic lion into Aslan's land, they're running up into the mountains, and the lion bounds ahead before them, and he turns around and he yells back, "Don't slow down! Don't slow down! Higher up! Farther in!" I may have it backwards. I always mix it up. But he says, "We're going higher! We're going further! Don't stop! Keep going." Perhaps that's what God wants to call to us today. I know a lot of us here have been on the way a long time. He doesn't want us to become weary. Don't ever feel like we've arrived. He wants us to go higher up. He wants us to go further in. And so let's do that today, shall we? And let's keep doing that until that day we see him face to face. In the White Camp book, page 15, "Lead Me Higher Up the Mountain." This, of course, is a good camp song, but I think it's relevant to us today. Lead me higher. And let's sing it in faith.
Jesus, lead me up the mountain where the whitest robes are seen, where the saints can see the fountain, where the pure are keeping clean. Lead me higher up the mountain.
Just an illustration of that third verse. A few months ago, my son was invited to a birthday party, and now, you know, you don't just go and have cake and stuff. It's a theme party. You know, it's you go here, you go to this location, you go to that location, and it was a climbing theme. It was one of those indoor rock climbing places. Have you ever seen one of those? And, oh, yeah, you've heard. Yeah, you're going to do it someday. I bet you, Sister Marie. I tell you, the way she was singing over there, she's ready. I think Sister Marie is going to lead the kids on those hikes. Maybe lead them up first brother or second brother. She looks like she's ready. She sang it with that spirit, though, with that gusto. But what I wanted to tell you was when we went. Now, my son, who I use a lot as examples, you know, children have a way of, you know, working their way into your minds. He doesn't always like to try new things. When it's his idea, guns blazing. When it's get up early to go fishing, guns blazing. But when someone else suggests, it's like, I don't know. Well, we went to this, and it was a good friend of his from school, and we went to this rock climbing place, and all the kids were all taking turns. You know, they had their harnesses on, they had their little lesson, and they were starting to go up. And they started them on the easy, I call them easy, although I probably couldn't do it, but you know, the little easy. And, you know, some of the kids, they scampered up, and Sammy, he would get to it, and he would go up maybe about head height a little bit and look down, and he would turn to the guy who was on the belay, you know, with the rope. And he's like, that's enough. That's high enough. And he would come down, and he'd get back in line, and then he'd get another turn. He'd go up about head height. That's enough. And then he'd go back down. And that went on for a while. But all of a sudden, one of his little buddies, all of a sudden, scampered all the way to the top. And I watched to see what he was going to do. And he started going up. And he looked down. He looked back at the fella and he said, I'm going to keep going. He went a little further and I kept waiting. You know, I try not to be what they call, a little league parent. You know what a little league parent is? You know, a lot of us know what that is. You know, somebody who's kind of reliving the glory days through their kids. I try not to do that. And I'll just watch and see what he's going to do. And all of a sudden, my wife, she's like, come on. I'm like, shh. Just don't, you know, let him do what he's going to do, you know? And of course, she was so excited. Just watched. And all of a sudden, all the way to the top. Bang! Rings the bell. Pushed back and shoo, right back down to the ground. And you know what were the next words out of his mouth? He looked around and he saw one of the harder ones, you know, where you climb, like you're hanging upside down and all that crazy stuff. He says, I want to try that one. And you know, lo and behold, he was scampering all over the place, and some of the more difficult mountains or walls or faces or whatever they call them, he was going right to the top. And the fellow looked at me and knew that it was my son. He goes, hey, he's come a long way in these couple of hours since he's been here. Why I thought that was here. Lead me higher, nothing dreading in the race to never stop. In thy footsteps, keep me treading. Give me grace. And this is, Sister Marie gave me one of these. Like, yeah, give me grace to reach the top. Don't just go a little bit up and say, oh, look, I went a little further than yesterday. That's enough. Let's go for the summit. Let's go straight to the top. One of my favorite moments in the drive to Pilgrim Camp, I don't know about you, but I hate the throughway. I hate the throughway. It's throughway to me is boring. Am I being prejudiced against the throughway? I don't know. I just find it boring. To me, it's the dullest part of the entire ride. But I love when we get to the Northway, and then I love just past Lake George. All of a sudden, you get that little extra lane for slow moving traffic for the trucks, you know, that got to get into that low gear. And start going up. And all of a sudden, you start to feel your ears pop just a little bit. And you know, it's like, we're going up. We're almost there. The ride is almost over. And even while we were driving, Sammy said to me, he goes, Dad, my ears are starting to pop. I said, that's because we're almost there. We're almost there. This is what we've been waiting for. We're going up now to Pilgrim Camp, up into the mountains, into Adirondack State Park. Welcome to Adirondack State Park. We love that. How about today, we get our spiritual ears popping a little bit? How about we make some new heights? New heights I'm gaining every day. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. Let the Lord lift you today. Let's let him. We're physically higher. We're a lot higher than where I live. I live in the area where Sandy, almost 5 years ago now, did such devastation. Our house is located about a half a mile in from the bay, and my street is actually 1 foot below sea level. We get floods in our street all the time. We get a good rain, we got a flood. We have a high tide, we get a flood. Well, 6 feet of water in our street during Sandy. You know, I was really glad that when we built, somebody had the foresight to build up. I don't know if anyone's ever been to our church in Kingsway. I know Brother Paul has and a few others, but it's high. If you're standing on the street, you're actually looking up at our church, up at our house. I was sure glad that somebody decided to do that and lift up. I'm used to being down low, but you know, sometimes it's good to be up. It's good to be high. Let's climb. Let's climb where the air is clear, where we get a clearer sight of Him. Let's believe that Jesus is going to do that for us today. Here, while we're here in this service, while we walk these grounds, while we have our prayer meeting this afternoon, our staff prayer at 4:15. Don't forget, you're all welcome to come. You guys definitely don't forget. Let's believe the Lord's going to lift us and show us Himself more clearly. Lead me higher up the mountain. Give me fellowship with Thee. In the light I see the fountain, and the blood is cleansing me. Give us the key, Brother Paul, so we can sing that fourth verse. Ready? Save me, enter, make me surer, put me where the fire refines, where the breath of hope is purer, where the brightest glory shines. Lead me higher up the mountain, give me fellowship with Thee. In my life I see the fountain, cleansing me. Do it for us, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we praise You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Maria, for that number. Yes. Number three in the white book. Dwelling in his holy presence. This is why we want to go to the mountain, isn't it?
Praise the Lord. Page three.
Dwelling in his holy presence, 'neath the shadow of his wing. There no storms will ever reach me. There I rest and shout and sing. Holy stillness fills my being.
Second verse for us, would you, ladies?
Dwelling in his holy presence, holy, happy, resting place. There the light of God eternal shines from our dear Savior's face. Assail us, deeper, sweetest is our rest. Calmer, firmer grows assurance, lightning that he doeth
best. Good. Gentlemen, can we do the third verse? Come on, all the men and fellas.
Dwelling in his holy presence. Blessed companionship divine, finding in this blessed dwelling that the glory is sublime. There no clouds can overshadow, for his brightness fills the sky.
Lord, we do pray that you'll be with the campers today. We know it's hike day. Perhaps some will be going up the mountain or wherever it is that they're going. Lord, we pray that your presence will be with them. We pray your hand of protection will rest upon them, Lord. We pray it'll be a beautiful day, a special day. We pray that God will continue to be minister and be glorified in each life, all those who are on these grounds today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.